Okay, today's daf is Chulin Kaf Dalet. The next month of Shirim, we're going to be sponsored in honor of for the Refuah Shlema of Daphne Chaya Batsara, and we continue also to have our learning be the Refuah Shlema of Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipora. Okay, we're going to start at the Mishnah on Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph. So we're continuing with our Mishnayot about the structure, kasher with this, pasul with that. Okay, maybe I'll just review the whole. We've talked about Megillah. In Masechet Megillah, we had this where there's all the ein bein, this to that, ela this. And that lots of times Mishnayot were put together, strung together, based on ability to memorize, because they used to memorize them. They weren't written down originally. Where Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, remember, when he put together the Mishnah, he didn't start writing everything. He took things that existed and then strung them together. So these were things that had existed that people memorized by heart, and therefore we're getting into all sorts of things. Kasher b'kohanim, pasul b'levim. Kasher b'levim, pasul b'kohanim. Okay, now we'll see. The Mishnah doesn't specify what. The Gemara is going to bring a bright to where it's all specified and where we derive it from. Tanu Rabbanan. Kohanim b'mumim psulim, b'shanim k'sherim. The kohanim are pasul if they have a mum, whereas the Levim are not. And Bishanim, they're Kshirim. They're not limited by age. Okay, we'll talk about exactly the ages soon. Levim, Bemumim, Kshirim. There's no such thing as a Mum by a Levi. A Levi can still do the work the Levim are supposed to do, even if they have a Mum. But Bishanim, Psulim. Why Bishanim, Psulim? If you remember in Sefer Bamidbar, it counts the Levim who can work from the ages of 30 to 50. We're going to talk today about the ages. Nimtza kasher b'kohanim, pasul b'levim. Kasher b'levim, pasul b'kohanim. Minani mile, from where do we derive this? Titan Rabbanan, zot asher l'levim. Okay, the whole pasuk, it's in Bamidbar Chet, Kaf Dalet. Zot asher l'levim, happens to say, mi ben chamesh ve'esrim shana v'mala, which is strange because we just said, again, Gemara didn't say it yet, but we know the age they counted the levim was from 30, and that's because that was the age that could work. Soon we'll get to what's this 25. Yavo litzvot tzava ba'avodat ol mo'ed, right? They should come to, it's interesting, litzvot tzava, like the tzava, right? They should come to draft, basically, for the work of ol mo'ed. So now, what's the important word of that pasuk? Zot asher l'levim. So why zot? Ma tamud lamar? Lefi sheneemar, umiben 50 shana, yashuv mitzvah ha'avodah v'lo yavod od. Okay, it says specifically in the next pasuk, from the age of 50, they should no longer be working. Labmanu l'levim shashanim poslim b'hem. Okay, what does this teach you? That once they get to a certain age, they can no longer do the work. Yachom mumim poslim b'hem. You might have thought mumim disqualify them. Vidinhu. So now we're going to say, maybe you would have said, like we keep saying over and over, right? Kal v'chomer, why don't we say, if the kohanim, right, where are we going to go? If the kohanim don't have any age that disqualifies them from working, and yet the mumim disqualify them maybe also, right? V'dinu. Uma kohanim she'en ha'shanim poslim bahem, mumim poslim bahem, levim she'ha'shanim poslim bahem, ein odin shu mumim poslim bahem, right? Wouldn't we assume that? Tamud lamar, zot asher l'levim. Meaning, zot l'levim ve'en acheret. The zot was the pasuk which started to explain from what year to what year. The next pasuk then said, and after that year, they're disqualified. So that means this is the only thing we say about levim. They're limited by age, but they're not limited by mumim. Yachol yuhu kohanim poslim b'shanim. So now you might think kohanim were disqualified past a certain year, right? Maybe age 50. V'alo dinu. Uma levim she'en mumim poslim b'hem shanim poslim b'hem. Kohanim shamumim poslim b'hem. Ein odin shiyu shanim poslim b'hem. So again, why don't you say logic would state that since the levim don't have, the mumim don't disqualify yet them, but yet their age does, so kohanim when the mum would disqualify them, ein odin shiyu shanim poslim b'hem. Wouldn't we assume that also years would disqualify them? Talmud lamar, asher le'levim v'lo asher le'kohanim. Because it says, zot asher le'levim, this is for the levim, but it's not for the kohanim. Okay, right? So we had, zot was just this issue, and asher le'levim meant just for these people. Yachol af b'shilo u'bebeit olamim kein. Now, you might think that this age disqualification is also in Shiloh and Beit Olamim, and in the Beit HaMikdash. Remember, Shiloh was where the Mishkan was for a long period of time, in the time of Shmuel, etc. before the first Beit HaMikdash was built. And in the Beit HaMikdash, you might have thought, Talmud Lamar, La'avod Avodat Avodah Va'avodat Masa. So it says here, right? Okay, so now we'll read the Pasuk about the 30 to 50. It's in Bamidbar Dalet Mem Zayin, a few parakim before that. For what we saw before, miben shloshim shana v'mala va'ad ben chamishim shana kol habala avod avodat avodah, which we'll have to explain. What does it mean, avodat avodah? Ve'avodat masa ba'ol moed, and the carrying. What did they do? They carried the Mishkan in the desert. So now, what do they say? Lo amarti. There's two things here. One is lavod avodat avodah, which we'll see what that is, and the second is to do the carrying in the, of the Mishkan. So lo amarti ela bizman shavodah b'katef. So now they say, the only time where there's an age disqualification, since it's mentioned not just lavod avodah, but also lavod avodah avodah, but also avodah masa, the carrying, this age limitation from 30 to 50 is only relevant for the carrying. That's why they had the specific age. The assumption was, which I think is funny, because nowadays you would say, right, the army age, those are, right, it's the 18 to 25-year-old that seems to have the strongest. And I remember when I hit age 30, I felt like, wow, my body strength changed a little bit. But interestingly, maybe things were different then. I don't know. But
you weren't strong enough to carry until 30.
Maybe they didn't trust them to carry, you know.
The respect of maturity.
Right, the respect, right. Could be it was a respect maturity type thing, which we're going to talk about soon. Because we generally say age 12, 13 is the age that's, you know, maturity, which we always think that's not, they're not really mature. So today we're going to see some distinctions between different age ranges. There's maturity for certain things, and there's maturity for other things. And what you're suggesting, which I think makes sense, is that in order to carry the Mishkan and all the holy items, you needed a certain higher level of maturity, and maybe it's not just only about physical strength. But it did have to do with the carrying of the Mikdash, well, no matter of the Mishkan. No matter how you look at it, whether it's physical strength of the Mishkan or other strength of the Mishkan, it's clear that it has to do with the carrying of the Mishkan. So therefore, they now say that this whole age limitation was only relevant for when they carried the Mishkan. But it's not the relevant age for Levim in the Beit HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. Now, what else did the Levi'im do? So what's this Avodat Avodah? Okay, so the main things the Levi'im did, okay, it talks about this in Erechin, they sang, okay? So some people say that when it says Avodat Avodah, it means work that's accompanied by something. So, or accompany something. It could be one over the other. So Rashi explains, and the Gemara says something like it's accompanied with another Avodah. So Rashi says it's the song, because the song used to accompany the bringing of the nisachim that we learned about, the oil, you know, the mincha libation and the nisachim, and the wine. So the song accompanied that, and that's why it means the song. Rabbeinu Gershom says that there was musical accompaniment. There were musical instruments that accompanied the singing of the Levi'im, and interestingly, he says it wasn't necessarily Levi'im who did it. Like, they brought in professional musicians. So the music had accompaniment. Not that the music accompanied something, but the music had accompaniment. Nice. Those are two interpretations within that Gemara in Erechin. Also mentions in the Gemara in Erechin, and some people say maybe that's the connection here, that it would talk about the guarding, that they would guard the Beit HaMikdash, they would open the doors and close them. And that's what Avodah Avodah means. Maybe it means Avodah for the Avodah, because it's not direct Avodah, but it's Avodah for something else. You know, to open and close the gates, the gatekeepers. In any case, what do we have here? The age limit is only if you're doing both, meaning you're also doing the Avodat Masa. And therefore, not relevant for after the Mishkan. Katuv echad omer, now we're going to get to the age. Miben chamesh ve'esrim shana v'mala, v'katuv echad omer miben shloshim. I afshar lomar shloshim, shekvar ne'emar, esrim v'chamesh. I afshar lomar esrim v'chamesh, shekvar ne'emar shloshim. HaKetzad, how does this work out? One pasuk we saw clearly says 25. The other one clearly says 30. It doesn't make any sense. So what do they answer? Kafhei lomod v'shloshim lavodah. Okay, they would start learning, five years of training. Okay, so what does the Gemara obviously learn from here? Mikam l'tam, now here, you might think, okay, from here, right? General training period should be 5 years. So what does the Gemara take from that? Mikam l'talmid shelo ra'a siman yafeh b'mishnato chamesh shanim, shuv eino ro'eh. You're basically hopeless. If you've been learning for 5 years and you just don't get it,
that's it.
Don't even bother anymore, which I find a very interesting. You would have thought they'd say it in the positive, maybe, once you train and, you know, learn for 5 years. I don't know, but some people say, by the way, they connect this with Ben Chamesh LeMikra, Ben Esther LeMishnah, Ben Chamesh Esrei LeGemara, that each one needs a 5-year period to basically master. Right, this is all against those 1-year programs that say you can learn in a year, right? No can do, okay? You need 5 years. So anyway, but they term it in the negative. If you can't get it after 5 years, it's hopeless. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gimel Shanim. He says, no, it's 3 years, okay? That if you don't see, he said about this line about the Talmid Shelo Ra'a Siman Yafeh. He says, if you can't get it after 3 years, then don't bother. So now, where does he get that? Shenemar, okay, quotes a pasuk from Daniel, okay? This is when the king, remember, he takes, okay, I'll read the pasuk. He was searching for Yeladim Asher Ein Behem Kol Mum. Interesting, the mum relates here. V'tovei mar'eh, he wanted good-looking kids. U'maskilim b'chol chochma v'yodei dat u'mivinei mada. Okay, he was looking for children who were smart and knew things. V'asher koch behem la'amo behechal ha'melech, u'lelamdam sefer u'leshon kastim. He wanted to teach them the language of the kastim and learn, teach them sefer, whatever that means. V'ayiman ha'melech tevar yom v'yomo, mipad bag ha'melech, right, he would give them food, u'miyein mishtav, and wine, I don't know if that was supposed to help them, but remember, wine was their main drink. U'ligadlam shanim shalosh, okay, and he basically trained them 3 years. It sounds similar to the Esther, right? They would, the beauty, right? You didn't need 3 years for it, right? Exactly. A year was enough. But for knowledge, 3 years. So he says, a child who can't figure, you know, anyone who can't figure it out in 3 years is not going to ever get it. Because look from there. V'idach, so now, how's the first guy going to explain that who said 5 years? Shane Lashon Kastim de Kalil. He said, Lashon Kastim is easy. I was talking about learning Torah. That's much harder. There you need 5 years, okay? But Lashon Kastim isn't so difficult. V'idach, and now what does Rabbi Yossi do with the 5 years by the Levi'im? Because remember, it said 25 years and it said 30 years. How could you say the Levi'im started 25 years when it also says the Levi'im started 30 years? So the answer is they needed 5 years of training. So now why they need 5 years of training if, really, if you can't get it in 3 years, then give up on it. Shani hulchot avoda d'ktakifin. Okay, they basically have to say that to learn the avoda is much more difficult. Okay, and therefore that was something that needed more time. So either Lashon Kastim is super easy and the standard is 5, or Halchot Avada is much more difficult. That's 5, but anything else is 3. Tanu Rabbanan. Kohen, now we're going to get to the age of a Kohen. Mishe Avish de Sarot, okay, classic maturity of 2 Sarot, right, around the age of 13. Ad She Yezkin, okay, until he gets old. We'll have to see what that is. Kasher La'avoda Umumim Poslimbo. So within that range, he's number 1, can work in the Mikdash. Number 2, he's disqualified if he has a mum. Ben Levi mi ben 30 va'ad ben 50 kasher la'avoda u'shanim poslim bo. Okay, but a Ben Levi does his work from the age of 30 to the age of 50. This is, by the way, just another braita, which is going into some more detail, and you'll see there's some repetition. That's why it shouldn't bother us that there's repetition. We already said the things we're going to say in a minute. The repetition doesn't bother because they're just quoting a different source from somewhere else they're bringing in.
Were there more Levi'im than Kohanim?
Yeah.
Because there's a shorter age range, and maybe that is to balance things out.
To balance the...
That is, you need the Kohanim to start serving earlier because there are a few of them, and you need them for...
Maybe they needed them. That's possible.
You only need 20 years worth of them.
Right. There's also less work to be done by the Levi'im. You know, it's not like it's a number game, Kohanim versus Levi'im, because they're doing totally different jobs.
No, I know, but it's just as far as balancing. Also, Levi'im were teachers, and maybe they were out...
Well, in any case, they did rotations of the Kohanim. I assume they have rotations of the Levi'im. So I don't think that the numbers is why they were limiting it. Because we're going to see that they didn't limit it. Remember, and now we're going to repeat that this age range of 30 to 50 was only Bamedvar, Mamorim, Ba'ol, Moed, Shebamidbar. Right? That's only when they were in the desert. Because they had to carry. Aval b'shilo, b'beit olamim. Now, here's my interesting line. Someone who has a terrible voice, Ein Nifsalim Ela B'Kol. Okay? It's only, right, the only way you get disqualified as a Levi is So I did see in the Koran, they explain that when the voice starts to change and you can no longer, because we're going to see that they have to kind of sing together with everyone and you want the voices to work with each other. Okay, I don't know if it means if you're tone deaf or something, but probably also that would be a problem. So that's the issue that's going to disqualify you, because really all they have to do is sing at this point and open the gates. But anyone can really open a gate, unless I guess your hands start shaking and you can't really open a gate. You know, that might be difficult.
It's harder to sing with other people when your hearing starts to go also, and maybe by 50, which is right. Older age.
I should hope at 50 your hearing doesn't start
not
to
now,
go.
Not now, but in those
right,
days.
Maybe in those days. So, I know, this whole 50 thing is a little unsettling. I'm Rabbi Yossi Mikra. Where do you get this from, the issue about Einif Salim Elav Kol? Because it says in Dibrei HaYamim, Vayihi ke'echad la'mechatzitzrim v'la'meshorim la'shmi'a kol echad. You wanted it to be a kol echad, to have a you know, one kind of voice, to all sound, all work together.
Yes.
And once their voices didn't work, then it would be an issue. Okay, now we have to get to what's Ad She'yaskin. Okay, we didn't explain that. So we said the Kohen, once he gets old, well, what means, what's the age that the Kohen gets old? So what did we say? The age range, again, we have the age range. Let's just review very briefly. We have a little time. 30 to 50 is the age range when they were in the Mishkan. Once they were no longer in the Mishkan, so it doesn't actually say what the earliest, and 25 they would start training. It doesn't say, you would have to assume that it's like the Kohanim, that it starts Mishtei Sa'arot, when they're not in the Mikdash anymore. And the only problem, when they're not with the Mishkan in the Midbar, but once they get to an age where their voice cracks or they can't sing anymore, then they would be disqualified. And possibly, again, I don't know, but maybe they'd be disqualified if they can't sing properly in general, then they couldn't do the shir. The question is also, if they're possible for the shir, does that also possible them for the gatekeeper job? Maybe not, okay? And then the Kohanim, we have in this Braita, once you get Shtei Sa'arot, until you get old. So the first thing is, what does it mean you get old? Ad She'yaskin, ad kama. Am Rabbi Ila, am Rabbi Chanina, ad She'yaratet. Okay, until his hands and his, you know, I think that also means like shake. You know, they can't function properly based on, you know, based on age. Tanan Hatam, there's a Mishnah that says, Bal Keri She'taval, if a Baal Keri goes to the mikvah and hasn't urinated, then if he needs to but he didn't, then he's tameh, because we can assume that all the shechvatzera hadn't gotten off, okay, and that it only came off when he urinated later, and that he still has some semen on him when he was toveling, because any little drop of semen is going to pasul your tefillah. So therefore, he's going to be tameh.
And has to tovel again.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, becholeu bezaken tameh, he distinguishes between, that's only true for a chole and a zaken. You can assume that it doesn't come off. But b'yeledu b'bari tahor, you can assume it all came out, and it's not like kind of loitering there, and it's not an issue. So now they say, yeled ad kama, how much is this yeled? Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol she'omer al raglo achat v'choletz minalo v'noel minalo. Okay? If you can put your shoe on while you're standing on one leg, that's the definition of a katan. Not exactly a katan here. What's not a zakein, basically, for this issue? Okay? So as long as you can stand on one leg, okay, everybody try it at home, stand on one leg, see if you can put your shoe on and off. Okay, Amru Alav, here's the fun line, Al Rabbi Chanina, Shahaya ben Shmonim Shana, which in those days was, you know, really old, V'haya omeid al raglo achat v'choletz minalo v'no el minalo. Okay, he was 80 and he was able to do this. Here comes the secret to how to stay young. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chamin v'shemen shesachtani imi b'yalduti, heinam duli be'etziknuti. Okay, the warm water and oil that my mother bathed me anointed me with when I was a child, that's what kept me going when I was old. Now, what exactly that means, I don't know, but it made me think about, we always say that there's, you know, you should do certain things when you're young, and, you know, it helps your bones if you exercise when you're young, and if you drink milk, you know, all get a lot of calcium when you're a kid, and, you know, you tell kids and they say, oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that, you know, they don't even think about it, and only later do you realize, oh, had I done all those things when I was younger? And I think that's really what he's saying, basically, that if you take care of yourself when you're younger, that protects you for old age. It's interesting that he kind of had, you know, a sense of that. in those days. So he was able to, you know, keep young. Tana Rabbanan, Nitmales Kano, another Braita. Okay, we keep quoting Braitas to give us more insight into this because the Gemara didn't tell us so much about this. Nitmales Kano, Ra'oi Le'asot Shliach Tzibor, V'Lered Lifnei Teva, Ulisat Kapav. Okay, there's two different ways to read this. Are there three things here? One is Shliach Tzibor, one is Le'red Lifnei Teva, one is Lisat Kapav. What's the problem with that? First, let's just define these terms. Okay, Lisat Kapav is easy. That's Birkat Kohanim. Right, that's what we say because they lift their hands up when they do it. Le'red Lifnei Teva is usually a chazan. Shliach Tzibor is also usually a chazan. So some people read it, La'asot Shliach Tzibor v'le'red Lifnei Teva is just one thing. It means to be a Shliach Tzibor in order to be a Red Lifnei Teva. That's one option. Another option is to say, no, there's three things. There's Shliach Tzibor, there's a Red Lifnei Teva, and there's Lisat Kapav. So then you have to explain, Shliach Tzibor we generally say is a chazan. So what could it possibly mean? It must mean something else. So Rashi goes with a different explanation. Rashi says, I lost my, here. Shliach Tzibor, lechol tzarkechem. Okay, for all the tzrachim, he's literally a shaliach of the tzibor. For example, litko shofar, ulindo, to put people in nidoy, and you're saying that's the one he brings. Ulimnot parnas, okay, he's in charge of the communal funds or whatever it might be. He's a representative of the community. Okay, so this now all of a sudden, instead of shtei sa'arot, we have this new term, nitmales kano. Okay, which generally you might say, I don't know, 18 or something like that, right? When he grows a full beard, right? Which obviously different people at different ages. But again, it's when he grows a full beard. Now, the question is, why is that? Why should a beard be an indicator? So first of all, sarot in general are indicators. It could be an indication of a certain age, even though some people get to it earlier and some people younger. It could be also for the look. Right? In other words, for people to respect a communal leader, you can't, to have a 13-year-old, right? That's why we always say, when I said 13 is maturity, you looked and said, what? Man, 13 is not mature. If you want to have someone be a communal leader, then you need to have someone who has a look, right? This goes back to the famous story of Rav Elazar ben Azaria, who didn't look all. I mean, there he had a beard, but it just wasn't white, and then he grew a white hair in his beard. I always remember that because I lost credit on my 7th grade test because of it. Because I wrote, as a 7th grader, there's a classic example. I'm sure I've said this before. But I wrote on my test, on my 7th grade test, that he grew a beard. Mm-hmm. And my teacher took off points because it was the only points I lost on the test because it was white hair. And for me, you looked old if you had a beard. So, that was my perspective as a 7th grader. And he was a 7-year-old teacher. And to him, white obviously looked old, but a beard looked like somebody young. So there you go, your perspective on things. So anyway, nitmales kanover oila soch leach tzibor. So it could be, also to give malkot, you have to, as a community representative, all those things. V'le'red lefnei ha'teva to be a chazan, and lisat kapav, to do berkat kohanim. Okay, which shows you, by the way, according to this, to do berkat kohanim, you have to be older than even bar mitzvah. Okay? Me'matai kasher la, we'll get back to this. Me'matai kasher la avodah. When is he kasher to do the avoda, though? Mishayavish de sarot. Okay, so there's a difference between lisat kapav and lasot et avodah, which is interesting. You would have thought the avoda would be later. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani, I say ad she ben esrin. You can't do the avoda when you have shtei sarot. You have to be 20. It's interesting that some of them give simanim of shtei sarot or nitmales kano, and he gives the age of 20, which we've seen, by the way. The age 20 comes up in all sorts of places. We saw it with money, with like trust fund kind of thing. When you can, what was it? The Yatomim can't sell property. You can't sell property of a Yatom till he's 20, I think it is. There's certain things about 20 that also come up a lot in halacha. Right, we're so, in our world, it's basically bar mitzvah, yochai b'mitzvah, right? But in those days, it was some things at age 5, something, it depended on, within the Gemara, we've seen this all throughout, that there's all different ages for various things. So this is a very interesting sugya for that, because it gives all sorts of different ages. So Rebbe Omer Omerani ad she ben esrim. So Amrav Chista, my time at the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning? Where does he get 20 from? Dichtiv v'yamidu et ha-leviim. Now you have to say that leviim here means kohanim, which we're going to get to soon. But let's just assume that for right now. Because remember, the kohanim came from Shevet Levi, so they could in theory be called leviim. So this is a pasuk from Ezra. V'yamidu et ha-leviim mi ben esrim shana v'mala l'natzeach al melechet beit Hashem. Okay, right, l'natzeach, we think of a tizmoret, minatzeach. But here it means to, right, to, And how do they translate supervise. The word? To supervise. To supervise the melacha of Beit Hashem. Okay, so what do you see here? They started working at 20. So now they say, v'idach, what does the other opinion say? That says you could do it from shtei sarot, l'natzeach shane, right? To supervise is different from actually doing the avod. V'ha krab levi'im k'tiv. Wait, but isn't this the pasuk talking about levi'im and not kohanim? So they say, k'd Rabbi Shua ben Levi, dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, b'esrim v'arba amekomot. I thought this was interesting, because 24 is the number of mishmarot of kihuna. It's a number that comes up a lot. So he says there's 24 places, nikru'u kohanim levi'im, v'zechat mehem. Okay, there's 24 places where it says Levi, but it really means Kohen, and this is one of them. What's one of them? Va'kohanim va'levim b'nei tzadok. B'nei tzadok or Kohanim. So here it says, va'kohanim va'levim b'nei tzadok. Levim there means Kohanim. That's a little strange because it also says Kohanim there, but okay. Tana Rabbana. Ish mizaracha. Just 1 second. Right. Okay, here we get to a pasuk. Vayikra kaf aleph yudzayin, daber al aharon lemor ish mizaracha ledorotam asher yeh bomum, lo yikrav lakriv lechem elohav. Okay, ish mizaracha that has a mum. So what is it? Notice what it says, ish, right? Mikan amar belezer katan pasul avodah. Okay, that's where they get, because it says ish that has a mum can't do the work. Sounds like it can only be possible for mum, which means you can only do the work once you're an ish. Vafilu tam. Okay, so now, I'm sorry, right, Mikanam Rabbi Elazar, Katan Pasul Avodah Filutam, right? Even if he's not a Baal Mum, he still can't do the Avoda if he's a Katan. Now, there's two things that possibly, either a Mum if you're older, or just being a Katan because of the word Ish. So, Me'ematai Kasher Lavodah, Mishayavis Shte Sa'ot. Avalachava Kohanim, here we get something interesting, you can do work technically. Okay, now, here's interesting. Until now, we talked about what age are you allowed to do it. We saw there was a machloket, shtei sarot, or 20, right? So this source says, your kasher lavodah according to Rabbi Elazar, mishiyavi shtei sarot, aval achav ha-kohanim ein menichin oto lavod ad sheyed ben esrim. But the kohanim don't let him do a vote. Now, technically speaking, you can, the way we say nikar adin, but we don't allow it. The kohanim, his brothers, the kohanim, don't allow it. Okay, so now, what does this mean? So, how does this relate to our previous machloket? According to this, right, b'ikaron shtei sarot is fine, but after that, right, we say, but the achav ha-kohanim don't let him unless he's 20. Is there a problem?
No, the layout is different.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because there's a typo here, so I look to see whether she
is. I see. Okay. So now, how do we view this based on our previous machloket? Remember, our previous machloket said either shtei sarot or 20. So now the question is, which one does this match? Ika de amrei ha Rebbi. This is Rebbi. And then, in other words, Rebbi basically would hold that, in other words, Rebbi said 20. But the question is, did he mean really me ikara din shtei sarot, but we don't let him until he's 20? And then, afilu psul drabana lately. And then what does that show? That if one did work between the age of shtei sarot and 20, you're not even mitzvah rabbanan, it's not even a problem. And it's just that we prefer to wait. Because, again, you look more mature, you act more mature, they didn't want you to, you know, they kind of wanted to protect, you feel this protection of the mikdash, we don't want anyone under a certain age. V'ika da'amre, Rebbe idle psul de rabbanan, v'ha rabbanan hi, u'lechatchilu hi delo aval divi eved avodatok shera. So now you could say no, or alternatively, Rebbe says you're pasul midrabanan if you work before age 20. And this opinion that says Rabbi Lazar that says shtei sarot, but they wouldn't let him. That's Rabbanan shita that says shtei sarot, and it's within the shtei sarot shita. And then it's to say lechatchilahu delo, but b'diavad you could do it till age 20. Okay, I'm sorry, you could do it until age 20, but you know, better off not. So in other words, do we say that this is all according to Rebbe, who talks about the age 20, and then according to Chachamim, shtei sarot is totally fine? Or do, and then according to Rebbe, it's not even a psul d'rabbanan, it's just like a good idea, let's say. But the second opinion is to say, no. Rebbe says you have to be 20, midrabbanan, and the rabbis say shtei sarot, but better to wait till 20, which means that nobody really allows it at shtei sarot, in theory, except, again, Mikara did, of course, but definitely better to wait. There's a whole thing about Birkat Kohanim, and at what age can you do Birkat Kohanim, and then they distinguish between If there's other people, like a katan can do Birkat Kohanim as long as there's other people doing Birkat Kohanim, but he shouldn't do it on his own. And some people even say that that could even be from a later age. There's like issues about, you know, this would imply that there's a machloket about it, is Shtei Sarot or age 20. So anyway, this whole debate about Birkat Kohanim and at what age, and this would be where it would come from. Okay, new Mishnah. Continuing in our, you know, this is true for that, not for the other one. Tahor b'kli cheres, tameh b'kol ha-kelim. Tahor b'kol ha-kelim, tameh b'kli cheres. We've seen this a whole number of times all over Shas, about what's metame in a kli cheres versus what's metame in other kelim. How is it metame? Tana Rabbanan. Avir kli cheres tameh, v'gabo tahor. Okay, you have a kli cheres. If you put something in the airspace, a sheretz comes into the airspace of a kli cheres without touching the sides, the kli becomes tameh. But if it touches the outside of the kli, it doesn't become tameh. Okay? Avir kol ha-kelim tahor. Now, if you take any other kli other than a kli cheres, then the airspace, the sheretz gets in the airspace, it's tahor, it doesn't do anything. But gabam, but if it touches the kli, even on the outside, tameh. Nimsa tahor b'kli cheres, tameh b'kol ha-kelim, tahor b'kol ha-kelim, tameh b'kli cheres. Minna hanemile. Where do we get this? Tana Rabbanan, here's a braita, tocho va'af al pi shelo naga. Okay? It says, here's the pasuk, vayikra yud aleph lama gimel, b'kol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el tocho, you see the word tocho is mentioned there? Kol asher b'tocho yitma v'oto tishboru. Okay? Everything in that kli now becomes tameh, and you have to break it. So tocho, they say, because it said tocho, we can derive af al pi shelo naga. Okay, even though it didn't touch the sides of the kli. So now they suggest, maybe that's not true. Ata omer afa pishalo naga, oeinu ela imkei naga. Right, maybe, who are you to say, not naga, maybe yes naga. Rabbi Yonatan ben avtol musamer, ne'emar tocho litame, v'ne'emar tocho litame. Okay, it says tocho litame. Okay, that's here. You pull out tocho, in other words, that's, if it, something falls in, to make it, right, which is the sheretz falls in, which is metameid. And it also says tocho litame. What is that? It means in order for something that's inside can become tameh. Now, ma tocho ha'amor litameh apal pi shelo naga. If you have a kli that becomes tameh, so now you have, okay, we're going to see in a minute, let's say you have afilu malei chardal, okay, let's say you have all these mustard seeds inside. So now they all become tameh if a sheretz falls into the airspace of the kli. Now, think about it. Are all those granules of mustard touching the sides of the kli? No, the ones on the inside aren't. So that's what they say. Just like the item that becomes tameh doesn't have to be touching the sides of the kli, therefore the item that causes tuma doesn't have to be touching. Okay, we'll read it now. Aptocho amor matocho litameh, v'nemar tocho litameh. Matocho hamor litameh, afa pi shelo naga. Aftocho hamor litameh, afa pi shelo naga. Oh, sorry. I said it right. So now, right, so they say just like it's litameh. Sorry, I think I'm saying the litameh and the litameh wrong, maybe, because something doesn't make sense here. Right, litameh. Right, litame is to make the food in the kli tame. So just like the tocho to cause everything to become tame is even if it doesn't touch, then also the tocho that is to allow the tuma to come into the kli is going to be the same. Okay, so now they're going to say v'hataminalan. So here do we learn the tocho litame apa pishalonaga? And that's what I mentioned already. Amar Rabbi Yonatan atorai idal kli cheres afilu male chardal. Okay, even if it's full of chardal, where again, it's not, the chardal is not touching the sides of the kli, and therefore from there we can learn that even if the sheretz goes in just to the airspace, it's going to be metameh. Okay, so we'll just go, we'll stop here for today actually, and we'll do this on Shabbat. This is again, we're going to get into that same kal v'chomer. Maybe you would say a kal v'chomer, if that's that, then that, and then we're going to prove otherwise. Okay.